Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just exploring your voice AI service to see what you offer. Could you tell me a bit about your platform and how it might help someone like me? I'm curious about the kinds of conversations your AI can handle.
Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Oh, hi, Mary. Everything's going great here. Thanks for asking. But hey, just to keep things clear, I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant, not Alex. So, what can I do for you today? Are you curious about how I can help with voice AI conversations?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha.ai. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary. I haven't heard much about Dasha.ai from my side yet, but that sounds interesting. Could you tell me a bit more about what makes your platform stand out? Like, what kind of companies benefit most from your AI voice services?
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha.ai's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now I'm curious. In your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Ah, thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm hanging in there. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? While many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads, how does your AI handle those tricky parts? Does it really sound human enough to build trust?
Tell me more about how reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations engaging has been a challenge for you.
Sure thing. Well, reaching the right prospects can be tricky because it's not just about quantity, but quality, finding people genuinely interested in what you offer. And keeping conversations engaging, that's a whole other ballgame. Many automated calls sound robotic or scripted, which turns people off fast. So having an AI that can adapt naturally and respond like a human is a game changer. How does your platform tackle that?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love that kind of forward thinking. If your service really delivered beyond expectations in a year, I'd imagine a steady stream of high-quality leads coming in without the usual hassle. Conversations would feel natural and personalized, boosting engagement and conversions. Plus, my team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing prospects. Sounds like a win-win. How do you usually get started with new clients?
What do you mean by steady stream of high-quality leads, and why is that important to you?
Great question. By a steady stream of high-quality leads, I mean consistently connecting with prospects who are genuinely interested and a good fit for your product or service, not just random contacts. That's important because it saves time and resources, making your sales efforts more efficient and effective. Plus, it means higher chances of closing deals and growing revenue. Does your AI help filter and prioritize leads like that?
Tell me more about how filtering and prioritizing leads is working for you now.
Well, right now, filtering and prioritizing leads can be pretty manual and time-consuming. Teams often rely on basic criteria or gut feelings, which isn't always reliable. It can lead to missed opportunities or wasted effort on low-potential leads. So, having an AI that can analyze data and prioritize prospects based on real signals would be a huge help. How does your platform approach that challenge?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to today, got it. Well, some big challenges include scaling outreach without sounding pushy, managing follow-ups efficiently, and making sure the team focuses on leads that really matter. Also, keeping conversations natural and engaging at scale is tough. Does your AI handle follow-ups and keep the tone human throughout?
What are all the ways scaling outreach, managing follow-ups, and keeping conversations natural are affecting the business right now?
Great question. Scaling outreach without the right tools can lead to inconsistent messaging and missed connections, which means fewer leads. Managing follow-ups manually often causes delays or dropped prospects, hurting conversion rates. And if conversations don't feel natural, people tune out quickly, damaging your brand's reputation. Altogether, these issues slow growth and waste resources. How does your AI help solve these pain points?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues slow growth and waste resources?
Absolutely. When outreach isn't consistent, you miss chances to connect with potential customers, so fewer leads come in. delayed or missed follow-ups mean hot prospects cool off or go to competitors, and robotic or awkward conversations turn people away, so your brand loses trust. All that means your sales cycle drags on, your team spends more time chasing dead ends, and revenue growth stalls. It's like trying to fill a leaky bucket, lots of effort, but not much to show for it. Does that sound familiar?